UFP, the United Federation of Podcasts.
Welcome to Franchise Fatigue, the little podcast on the United Federation of Podcast Network, where your hosts go through movies, remakes, and sequels and discuss them for you. I'm your host, Brandon Shea Mutella, and joining me, as always, is my ever-constant co-host, Mad Zach.
My name is Zach.
Is that Batman?
I don't know what Tom Hardy was doing in Fury Road, but I did enjoy it.
he was channeling his inner Bruce Wayne and Batman from The Dark Knight.
That's right. Series. He was hanging out too much with Christian Bale during Dark Knight
Christian
Rises.
Christian Bale, there we go.
So, yeah.
Couldn't remember his name.
Hey, we made it to the end of Fury Road here. We're at the end of the Mad Max franchise, and we're here to talk about it.
I mean, quite possibly could be the very end of the franchise. I mean, I just read an article the other day that said Indiana Jones 5 has been put on hold again for like the 18th time or something like that. Mm-hmm. They put it on hold again. So I don't know. I hope this comes out. I'm looking forward to more, but we'll see what happens here. So here we are. We're doing our little recap episode for you because as of now, this is it. So Zach, we're going to do our ratings and rankings on this. And if I remember correctly, what we've been doing is trying to guess the orders of our co-hosts' rankings. So I'm going to start with you, okay?
Let's do it.
I'm going to guess that your favorite one is Fury Road.
That is correct.
Yes, and you gave that a 5. And then I think you gave Road Warrior 4.5, or did you end up giving that a 5?
Well, if you're referring to Mad Max 2, then yes, I gave that I gave that 5.
So. I can't get my head around that one here. And then I think you said you liked Thunderdome more than the original.
That is correct.
Yeah, and it was what, 3.5 and 3?
4 and 3.5.
4 and 3.5. Okay, I knew there was a half in there somewhere. So, okay, yeah. It's a little bit easier when there's 4 and not 10.
Yeah, it's not all these kind of, so which version of this remake of this one and all that. It's very clean, very simple. So yes, that is my ranking and rating. Brandon.
No.
Let me guess yours. Mad Max 2 first?
No. You know what? It would have been until this rewatch.
Okay. All right. So then Fury Road first.
Yeah. Fury Road took the cake on
this
one. All
right. But both are
so good. So
both
good.
Are 5 for you, though. Just Fury Road is ranked
correct.
Above 2. Okay. And then Beyond Thunderdome is last. So that
That's
would make
correct.
The first Mad Max 3rd.
Yes. Now, do you remember my ratings for those?
Well, 5 for the first two. Let's see. 4 for Mad Max. And then 3 for Thunderdome?
That's correct. You
All
got
right.
it.
Look at that.
Yeah. Hey, we're getting to know each other.
Quick and simple when there's 4 movies.
So. Yeah, excellent. Looking forward to our discussion on Children of the Corn coming up when there's 11 or 12 of them.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
5
there's
stars
be
for
like,
all of them from you. Yes.
It's going to be simple. 4 with 5 stars. Children of the Corn 1 with 4 stars, and then everything else gets 1 star.
All right. So. That really excites me to watch those movies, by the way, so you know. So anyway.
Excellent. Right on. Well, we talk about some of our favorite things in these here. So, Max, Zach, what's your favorite chase? What's your favorite chase in the franchise?
You know, you could just say Fury Road is my favorite chase, right? Because it's all one big chase scene. I would say, just because of our modern sensibilities and production techniques and the budget and all that stuff, also the amazing technical achievement using practical effects and this age of CGI, you know, I'd say just Fury Road as a movie itself, right? But I mean, if that's kind of a cheat answer, I did really enjoy the climactic chase of Mad Max 2. I think that's mm-hmm. by far the best of the original trilogy. And so those are my two answers for that. It's hard to pick one of Fury Road because it just seems to be one continuous chasing while on the big rig. So
I would have to narrow it down on Fury Road. Like, I would put it as that first chase sequence, like when she veers off
when
the road.
When she first goes off the road and they first, okay, yeah.
Yeah, because, again, you're not, just the tone of it and how it builds up, and then when just how long it takes them to build up to the chase, you know, and then those guitar, that guy with the guitar comes out and the flamethrower guitar, like, I don't, just all this stuff getting added on top of it. It's just, it builds up to this amazing chase sequence. And I just love that first chase sequence in this.
Yeah.
But yeah, the film as a whole for sure. And yeah, definitely the Road Warrior finale.
Well, and you know, something we didn't mention in the Fury Road discussion, Junkie XL soundtrack is a huge component to all this, you know, whenever you can add that layer of music on top of an already incredible scene that really pushes over the top. So I think that, you know, we're talking about the guitars and the drums and all that. That's so much Junkie XL what he's bringing to it, which elevates those chase scenes as well.
Yeah, right on. Okay, so for our next question, we go, who's your favorite villain in this? And I'll go first on this one here. And I think Anti-Entity is probably my favorite because, you know, she's not insane. You know, like, she's just a person who's taken advantage of the situation. You know, and as you said, like her in her Beyond Thunderdome discussion, it's like, it's a brief backstory, but she's like, I was nothing, now I'm somebody, you're somebody, and now you're nothing, right? It's just a person who took advantage of the situation, is working with the people around her to build a community that is the best out of a bad situation. Like, there's a motivation there. Like, I could see an Anti-Entity movie where she's the hero of the movie, right? And, like, her building up Bartertown.
There you go. Forget Furiosa. Let's do...
Anti. Just call Anti. It Anti.
Anti, about her rise to power, right? And then in the last scene is Mad Max showing up in Bartertown. And it's, oh, my God, it's all connected. It's like the thing.
Mad Ant.
There you go. This is a tough one, right? Because it's not like... I'm all about, I've said this before, like, the physical confrontations between hero and villain, and that never happens in any of these films. Like, you know, as far as the head villain and Mad Max, right? But I think as far as the most layered, sophisticated character, who I would agree, I'd say Anti there. Of the rest, I think Immortan Joe is this great combination of, like, Toe Cutter and Lord Humongous, kind of, like, put him in a blender, and, you know, so I think he'd be my other answer. Because he has, I think, more of a consistent presence and threat throughout the whole film of Fury Road than the other ones do in their films. Mm-hmm. So, again, I'm going to kind of cheat and have two answers there. But yeah, I think as far as a well-rounded character, got to go with Tina Turner's Anti there from Thunderdome.
Yeah, my second favorite would be Jason Voorhees, played by Werner Herzog. Yeah, that was a good one there. I like that one. Yeah, excellent. Right on. Now you asked this one here, but I'm not sure where I'd put this one here for, like, so a favorite supporting character, because, like, Max takes such a powerful figure. Even when he doesn't say a lot, he's not in it a lot. He's so powerful, you know. And, like, I guess this is littered with secondary characters, right? Like,
so there almost is no Max himself is almost a secondary character in all these too, right? So that kind of,
yeah,
that's an interesting point. Yeah, I mean, I guess I was thinking, like, oh, a favorite non-Mad Max character who wasn't a villain. You know, thinking, I mean, Furiosa, obviously. You know, Charlize Theron is fantastic and holds her own with Max, and, you know, really, really becomes her movie, you know, the stand breakout character of that film. And that's why they're planning to do a prequel based off her character. And there's just a lot there, you know. I don't feel like they're mining and scraping for, like, so I don't know, I guess we can do a prequel about this. Like, there is a story there with that character that you want to know more of. And so I'm all about it, and I'd probably say she's my second favorite character of the franchise after Mad Max.
Yeah, I would say that too, but I mean, like, that's kind of an easy answer because she's such a major part of the fourth film, right? That's so good. Like,
Dog is my answer then, okay?
Dog, the blue boy dog. So, well, then I'll go with Bruce Spence from Road Warrior, you know, because, like...
But not from Thunderdome, from Road Warrior.
That's from Road Warrior, not from Thunderdome.
Clear distinction.
Yeah,
so. Yeah.
You know, like, just his the way that he's, like, trying to pick up that blonde chick, and he's, like, you know, he's eating the dog, trying to get the
dog. Hiding in the dirt, using a snake. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of character to him as well. So, he's my favorite Mad Max sidekick, because Mad Max is kind of Furiosa's sidekick in Fury Road, right? He kind of, the tables turn on him there, and so.
Yeah.
That's good. So, but it's great to have all these, like, again, we talked about world building, you know, throughout our conversations here, and it's great to have all these to choose from, you know, because I think these are all good choices. So
yeah, right on. Our last one here, as franchise lovers, you know, where would we want this to go? I mean, like, for me, if when I came out of this in the theaters, not knowing that the Furiosa was coming, like, I guess I would have wanted just another Mad Max adventure where he comes across something else. Like, we've done oil, right? You know, we've done water. You know, this one is basically, and this was kind of people, but it was also kind of water, right? They were needing water. I guess I don't know where I would want it to go, but it's tough to say because the backbone of this franchise is car chases, and that's when it's thriving, in my opinion. That's when it's best, is when it's doing its car chase stuff. You know, I think that's something that's really missing from Thunderdome, and that train sequence at the end of Thunderdome is really a pale imitation of the other movies. So
I see where you're going. Fast and the Furious, Mad Max crossover.
Oh, I love it. I love it. There we go. We get Vin Diesel coming into this. The Rock. I love it. It's perfect. You know, like what happens afterwards. I love it. How about you?
Is that really your no. That's your answer?
Well, I mean, I guess it's tough to say, but I'd want another Mad Max chase adventure, like cars and explosions and stuff. Gotcha, I mean, I know that's vague.
I would almost say the opposite from you, honestly, because like the reason I do like Thunderdome maybe more than others and more than you is like the Thunderdome part of it, right? A physical confrontation. Like I'd like plan out your whole car chase and all that, but then at the end, I would like a physical confrontation between Mad Max and the main villain. Like, that is something we have not ever gotten in these franchises. Maybe that's not what this franchise is, right? That's what I have come to realize watching these, rewatching these. But yeah, just another, you know, we talked about in Free Road, anthology adventure. Tom Hardy might as well bring him back, right? Mm-hmm. There's no reason to recast him. So yeah, bring him back as another in this same universe of if this is truly like a reboot or whatever, right? You know, and then you can play with a vague sequel where it can fit in the other movies if you want and all that kind of thing. Just Mad Max wandering the wasteland, wandering into another situation, uses his savvy to get out of it, put some car chases in there, and then a really nice hero villain fight at the end of the film, physical face to face, right? Because as we all know from Star Trek II, the greatest movies or when the hero and the villain confront exactly. each other physically in one place.
Yeah. I love that sequence when Khan was choking out Kirk, and then Kirk grabbed the Genesis device and hit him over the head with it. I love that part.
That movie would have been nothing without that sequence. hey, just joking about all this, Benedict Cumberbatch is the next villain in Mad Max. I want it.
I love it.
Actually,
my name is Toe Cutter.
He would be really good in one of these movies. So, oh man. But yeah, no, I think we're really on the same page about this. That's what this character is so malleable, much like the man with no name. He's a man with no name for the post-apocalyptic world, right?
Yeah.
And we just want to spend more time in this world because it's mm-hmm. so cool and unique, and that's what we want to go back to. More eccentricities and all kinds of George Miller, man, I think he's being the creator, inventor, you know, guiding hand of all these. I think he should be involved definitely, and I look forward to seeing whatever he comes out next because he's one of the most fantastic, versatile filmmakers there's ever been.
So, but then let me ask you this left field question here: if it wasn't George Miller, though, who would you want to see direct one of these? Because George Miller's getting pretty old, right?
You know what, James Wan.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he's got the Fast and Furious cred. You know, he's Australian going on there, so can handle the big budget. Aquaman, you know, he's got a lot of creative ideas. Look at all his horror movies, so he could bring that element into it. So I think James Wan is really a very logical successor to the throne of the Mad Max director's chair.
Oh, that's fun. See, I would have said Justin Lin for the same reason, right? doing all the Fast and Furious movies that he's done. So
directed the best Kelvin Timeline Star Trek movie as well. So,
but you'll have to
tune into our conversation on the Star Trek movies, which we may or may not ever have on this podcast because we talk about Star Trek so
all
much.
The time. Excellent, right on. Well, you guys know where to find us. We're not going to give you the whole recap today on where to find us. Just listen to any of our other previous 97 episodes or whatever we got here. We're rapidly approaching episode 100, Zach. It's going to be
100. What is the 100th episode going to be? One of the greatest films of all time. The Matrix Revolutions. So we got Back to the Future 3 for our 50th episode. We kind of get the other end of the spectrum as far as thirds in a trilogies go with our 100th episode. But we don't plan this out. I mean, we do plan it out, but we don't like, what are we going to do for episode 75, right? It kind of goes with what the schedule is. And so, but hey, this has been fun, and I'm looking forward to going back to the Matrix with our next franchise.
Back to the Matrix. Yeah. We got our buddy Marcelo joining us from the Talk Film Society for the first one.
A very different post-apocalypse, Brandon, than Mad Max. Yeah.
Very, very different. Yeah, very computer robot oriented. So, well, I guess that's all we got for you today. So until next time when we cover the Matrix, I'm gonna take the red pill today.
Witness me!
This has been a production of MTMR Media Works.